9/11. I don't know what to say about that particular day for me. I live in New York, and that event was something that everyone felt across the country and across the world. But it really was felt differently here in New York. I live in Binghamton, about 3 hours from New York City. And my sister lives in Syracuse, about 45 minutes north of me, 4 hours from New York City. My pedophile was born and raised in Bronx. I also knew many of people from the city and spent so much of my time in the city prior to 9/11. I have pictures of me standing inside the towers, standing outside the towers. There was a beautiful, gorgeous floral display inside the towers in the center of the building. Oh God, it was so beautiful. I think they were tulips. I was 12 years old when I saw these displays, so it's been a while. And it was built up like a pyramid of flowers that just towered over me. I have This is what you see when you walk in, or what you did see when you walked into the first floor of the towers. I watched and experienced the reaction of 9/11 from those who lived in New York City their entire lives, from those who visited often or had family there. I was familiar with people who lived only 3 hours from New York, from the city, and I saw how they definitely felt the impact, but in comparison, it didn't hit them nearly as hard, and I cannot explain that clearly enough. I don't discredit the hurt, the fear, but there definitely was a difference in the two people. Somebody from New York, it was their backyard, and you didn't know if you were going to get hit next. To be honest with you, no one in the world, especially America, knew if we were going to be hit next. It wasn't something, and I think this is what it was in New York City. It wasn't something that you saw on the news. It was something they witnessed with their own eyes. The horror was definitely people in my area who experienced 9/11 definitely were impacted, but you could tell the edge of the horror was diminished. When I spoke to people from the Syracuse area, 4 hours from New York City, those people had even a lesser impact than what had gone on at 9/11. It was amazing to see the range. And I've spoken to people from across the country. I collect stories with 9/11. Almost everyone I ask, I at one point stop and say, "What did you do?" And if I haven't asked you yet, it's coming. No one asks me. And part of me is hurt. Another part of me is very grateful that no one ever asks me what I was doing during 9/11. So this is me finally saying out loud, I was raped on 9/11. I was supposed to be in New York City that day. I hadn't been back to my city in 2 weeks. I'm sorry, 6 weeks. I was due. And the pedophile and I had made plans to go to New York. Literally the day prior, he changed plans and said he was going to come up to see me instead of taking me to the city. And I was very upset because it had been a month and a half and I was craving to see her again. He was driving up and he was about 2.5 hours into the drive. He was about 20, 30 minutes from my house when he called me to say that there was something going on in New York. And all I had was a radio, a crappy radio, not a television. I turned it on and I couldn't get any kind of a signal out. He listened to the event on the radio and I just couldn't figure out what was going on. I heard him panicking. I heard him freaking out. I didn't know what was going on. He showed up at my house shortly after, well, as the plane hit the second tower when he was in the car, and by the time he made it to my house, the towers had fallen. They were actually in the process of falling as we tuned in. You were there. Everyone was there. Everyone knew the helplessness and the horror and the confusion. We weren't sure if we were under fire. We didn't know. And his immediate response to me was, "I have to go back." I said to him, "Why? Well, you just got here." The idea of him going into a war zone did not appeal to me. And he said, "No, I've got to go back, and come on, we don't have much time." I said, "What do you mean we don't have much time?" And he said, "Well, to have sex." And I just remember thinking, 3,000 people just died, and you want to have sex. I said no, and it didn't matter. He had sex with me, and he was gone. I laid there, feeling so ashamed for crying for myself after what happened to New York. I still feel guilty. I had asked him to take me back to New York with him so I could help. And he said no. I felt so ashamed that I dare feel bad for myself, or that I dare think of anything other than to think of anybody other than my brethren and my kin in New York. I didn't talk about this event until I had written Broken. As I wrote it all out, I had a breakdown and I wasn't okay. I came to what you see it in the dialogue with William and Elizabeth. The conversation that he and I had was literally me realizing and becoming aware of what I was really dealing with. All I wanted to do was go home and help my people and that is where I was with 9/11.
That is how I spent my 9/11.